This week on the Reflex Blue Show with Nate Voss and Donovan Berry, the five greatest items for your design office. What's up, fools? Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm Nate Voss.
I'm Donovan Berry, and we got another guest today, Nate.
We like have guests almost all the time. We got one in here today. His name is Tom. Tom Nemitz from polyfro.com. Graphic and web designer extraordinaire.
How's everybody doing today?
Well, we're doing all right. We're excited just to be alive and paying taxes.
Well, that's positive thinking.
It is.
Now, since this show is launching on like April 16th.
This will be the day after tax day.
If you haven't paid your taxes yet,
you're boned.
Yeah. You might even want to have to like move offices, and that's what this show's all about.
You get a virtual office where you just pay rent, but you don't actually have an office there.
Well, did you catch that? That was like Donovan's hook.
Yeah.
Could you do that again just to make sure?
You don't even pay your taxes, you're going to have to move offices. And what we're going to talk
about
here is...
That was off the cuff, if you can believe it.
What we're going to talk about
here... That was made up on the spot.
Is we're going to mention the five items that you want to bring into your design studio office. The coolest items. Now, we're each going to go over...
Now, this island is on...
It's just a new office.
We are not doing desert island.
We're not worried about money, but we're worried about amount of items. Because, you know, the job you got after you didn't pay your taxes is in a small cube. So you've only got room for one wall hanging, a 3D object, a miscellaneous thing, a resource item, and an inspirational tome.
Well, now let's take a minute. We'll get to that. We'll begin the list momentarily. But I think what we need to talk about first is, like, there's a part of being a designer that says you get to be cooler, more fun, and you generally get a bit more slack and a lot of work-a-day things.
I think really
than most
the key
people.
Is you get more slack.
Yeah.
And people, they don't, you know, when you walk by and they see like a whole shelf of action figures, they're like, oh, he's the creative guy. You can get by with it.
So you're the only one in here, so who says that to you?
Obviously no one. Have you looked around?
But in my office where there's like 40 people, two of which are creative, I get that like every day.
Now, see, I used to have, when I was in the Cube Farms, I had I had the shelf of action figures, not what I have now.
Did you have Frank Stallone, though? That's the question.
I did buy Tom a Frank Stallone action figure when we were out printing the poster for Nashville. The way the printed, I ran into a Frank Stallone action
that
figure.
That is a prize of my collection.
It is dominant.
That's what we're going to be talking about, is prizes of people's collections.
If anybody out there has a Don Swayze action figure, Tom is still looking for one.
Yeah.
I would pay like $7 or $8 for that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
By the way, I did maybe get the Frank Stallone on clearance. Big shock, I know.
I think most people are still shocked that there is such a thing as a Frank Stallone action figure.
Well, see, that was
let
his payback to me
on...
for the Karate Elvis, which is right up there.
That's not the true Karate Elvis.
It's not, but I couldn't afford the original one because it went for like $300 at the Mr. C's auction.
Dag. Anyway, So designer offices, you get the slack, you get to have a cooler office. It's the same thing that lets you wear jeans to an office where most people have to wear suits. Oh, they're the creative. They need to be that way in order to be creative. One of the things that that I've really found is this is, to my experience, the crazy designer office filled with ephemera, if that is the correct word. Really goes from the lowest of the low, the juniorest of the junior designer, to, as I've seen it, the highest of the high. There's a man by the name of Kit Heinrichs. You've been to his office.
Oh, he's got a sweet shelving system.
Now, one of the things that's great about Kit is he's an AIGA medalist. He's one of the, like, hands down, one of the best designers alive today. The man's got an office that I would call modest in size. I mean, the Pentagram, he's at Pentagram San Francisco, and their office building is not what I would call modest in size. But his office within that, not too huge, not crazy like you would expect for a Pentagram partner and AIGA medalist. Dude's got a whole wall from near floor to ceiling filled with nothing but toys.
And a Superman
not an
cookie
exaggeration
jar.
Either.
I believe I saw a Superman cookie jar on that wall.
I saw pretty much the last 50 years of American toys on that, and some European on that shelf. And he calls them, He had a special name for it. It was like pieces of Americana. But at the end of the day, they're just toys. And some of them were pretty old toys, and some of them were like...
It was
some,
almost
a
like
few
that,
of them I felt were like a little bit new.
It's like a Jerry Seinfeld's girlfriend that had the shelf of toys. It looked a lot like that.
It was amazing.
At least he didn't have one that looked like your wife.
What?
Remember when Susan has the doll that looks like George's mother? See, that would be creepy.
That would be strange.
Oh, right. That was... Okay, Seinfeld references, you gotta, like, preface those. Can you throw, like, a incoming Seinfeld reference? Like, because I'm just not as up on it. I don't have the DVDs.
But maybe your listeners are.
Okay. Listeners, if you're up on that... How long has Seinfeld been off the air now?
Okay, here's the real key.
10 years.
It's time
here's the real
to move
key.
On.
Listeners, what we want you to do is go to 36point.com. You find the post that we reference on this show.
This would be the post, what says... Reflex Blue Show episode 7.
Yeah. Find that post and you leave your comments and let us know what you're going to choose for any or all of these categories.
What are our categories again, if you would, Donovan?
Wall hanging.
Okay.
A 3D object.
Okay.
A wild card. This could be anything.
Anything at all.
Yeah, we'll actually do that last.
Snap, dude. It's the third thing on my list. Well, I think we should do it third.
Be flexible.
Okay, we'll do it third. A resource item, just resource, what we call it.
Okay.
And an inspirational tome.
Sort of like a book.
Most likely.
Okay. Now, what's important to note, and that I did not fully understand until a little over
ago. This doesn't have to be stuff that you have. It's just what you would consider the ideal office decoration.
Indeed. These are not things that you currently own, though they can be. But when you think about, like, say, what three-dimensional object would I most like to have in my office, can be any three-dimensional object. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there that if anyone cops out and says, like, the brand newest Mac with the sweetest dope 42-inch monitor, I'm going to say, lame.
Yeah, this isn't... No, computer software hardware is allowed in this.
Any other... okay, that's good. Can we throw furniture into that? Can we say, like, no desks?
This is decorations.
Okay, this is office decorations. Top five by category... Well, it's really the top one by five categories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all confusing. Okay, let's go. Tom, we're going to go first.
That was a really bad Pee Wee Herman reference, by the way.
We're going to make you go first.
I got to point him out for Nate.
Which one was Pee Wee Herman?
I'm always ready.
We didn't really record but I'm going to leave this part in.
I think that's been off the air for like over 10 years, too.
No, they brought Pee Wee Herman back. It's like it was on Nick at Night for a while.
It
was on Cartoon Network.
This will blow your mind. The movie came out 23 years ago, big guy.
That's wrong again.
1985.
That was Tim Burton's first movie.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Tom, wall hanging.
Wall hanging. I get to go first, huh? Listeners, this is where Nate and Donovan will start making fun of my choices, by the way, just so you, if you're scoring at home.
Is it just like a giant naked photo of Jerry Seinfeld?
Wow, that's disturbing.
What about a giant half-naked photo
ways.
Of Elaine?
Slightly less
that's
disturbing.
Not
oh, Seinfeld
so bad.
Reference. Just a little nip.
Just a little knit. Nice.
Yes.
And you called it out, and I appreciate that. Tom.
Okay.
Let's get this party started, man.
All right.
You get your note. We're ready for an answer.
I have visual aids, people.
I have none.
Which help none of you who are listening.
No, you just look up at the browser screen. We're going to throw up the most of the selections.
It's not going to be as much work as the portfolio-owned show, but...
Now, I'm a simple guy, so if I want to hang something on the wall, I'm going to hang a poster.
Okay.
That's just the kind of guy that I am.
Sure.
But it's not going to be a regular poster.
Okay.
Now, you could never get away with this kind of stuff now, but this is a poster from 1968 that Sports Illustrated put out, where they commissioned an artist to paint an original painting for every team in the NFL, and they gave them away for free with a subscription.
That's a completely dope poster.
I mean, here's some other ones. I mean,
Do you own a copy of that?
I don't, because they're really expensive.
This is for the Minnesota Vikings. Look at your screen. Check this out.
Yeah.
Because they're very rare prints to find in. I mean, they're 40 years old, first of all.
Now you're going to frame this before you hang it up, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just from the...
Why would you frame a poster?
I mean, now, some of the other ones that... I mean, that's a Vikings one because I'm a Vikings fan, but like, here's the Miami Dolphins one.
The Dolphins one is dope. And I would just put what I'm saying is I would put those up with thumbtacks and tape.
The Steelers one with the steel curtain.
Steelers is kind of a rad one. I like that.
The
you
Lions with
these.
The big giant lion mauling players from the other teams are kind of funny, I think.
Actually, one of the things that I'm noticing as we're flipping
through
these...
And then this is like
these,
a rock poster almost.
Okay, yeah, the Jets totally
well,
have
yeah,
the best
yeah, if you got
poster.
Joe Namath on your team.
But
right. You're a rock star.
What I'm noticing is all of these images that you're showing me here that we're probably going to be showing people all have the same wood background on them, meaning some dude out there
Has them all.
Has all of these.
Right.
So
I have even more that I didn't print out.
Where does he live so we can go rob him?
And then mail them to Tom.
I do not advocate the robbing of anyone who owns anything we discussed today. Robbing is bad. Mugging is bad. Don't do it.
It's bad, okay? South Park reference.
Yeah, oh, hey, thanks. Nice. I like how we're calling out all the references now. Let's keep it alive.
Okay.
Okay, Nate, you're next.
Oh, wall hanging. Okay, now, originally I had a poster that that we got from our buddies at Arch Rival after we had them on the show. Rock, which is one of my favorite posters.
The rock, paper, scissors competition?
Yep. But then I found it doesn't have to be something we own. So I immediately went back to a poster I nearly tracked down a couple years ago, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, for the office that I used to work at. And on a whim, like, my creative director was walking by. I was like, dude, scope out this poster I'm going to get. And he took one look at it and said, you know, man, I don't think that's going to fly. And I think at the time it was going to be a reproduction. And at the time, finding a reproduction of this poster was a bit dicey. And now apparently you can go anywhere and get it. But it would be an original, mind you, 1963 poster of From Russia with Love.
Nice. That's a nice one.
Not that I'm the hugest fan of that movie, but I'm a massive fan of that illustration. Just the version
he's got a man
A,
crush on Sean Connery,
but rather version B, and the one that's more of a collage of James Bond, Sean Connery as James Bond, and lots of half naked chicks. And apparently it was all the half naked chicks that they said that maybe that's going to be work inappropriate.
I can't picture that on a 007 poster.
Yeah.
No, that would never happen.
Anyway, so that would be the poster, and since this is like Fantasyland, it would be an original 1963 print, not some loser like 2008 print of the 1963 poster. I would say the original.
All right, and I was going to go with an original Bauhaus poster, probably the one by Jus Schmidt, the one that we had in the school where we went.
Yeah, I remember that one. Was the one that was hanging up in school an original?
Oh no.
Oh, okay. Because I was just thinking about it. I'd totally forgotten about that poster until you said this right now.
But part of it is
crap.
Part of it is the remembrance of the education stuff, and the other part is just a cool poster.
I kind of feel like, yeah, that's not the most exciting answer. Hang on.
That's an exciting answer.
Thank you. Not bad though. Okay, Bauhaus poster.
I'm just trying to get a little bit of inspiration. I'm trying to play to the roots a little bit.
Okay. I guess I can kind of feel Bauhaus poster. Okay, let's keep this
list
alive.
Depends what else you're using in the office.
Well, the other thing I got, I'll go first here on the 3D object.
Okay, let's do that.
Is the Randy Bowen Superman statue that was in every episode of Seinfeld.
That tiny, that little one?
It was a 10-inch statue of Superman.
Oh, that's little.
I actually almost bought one when it came out in like 93, but yeah. I was going to college at the time, so I decided to save my money for school instead.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I still don't have one of these, so... Very upsettingly.
If you're scoring at home, by the way, that's the fourth Seinfeld reference so far.
Yeah, should we have like a little bing? Like, oh, hey, yes. There's another one. This is what happens when you bring Tom and Donovan together. The Seinfeld references just like start rolling like thunder. Tom, I think we're going to go to you next on a three-dimensional object. I'm going to take that back and I'm going to go next because your answers are a little bit more epic. And my answer,
very epic, so yeah.
In that case, then mine would just be a letdown after yours.
Okay.
I don't want to follow it, so I'm going to actually cut back in line. Okay, now originally, the three-dimensional object that I own that I would keep is my Final Fantasy VII Advent Children-style cloud on motorcycle thing that I got in Disney World imported from Japan.
That way your coworkers will know what a nerd you really are.
That's true. Actually, when I had it at my old office, a student tour came through. And and everyone was walking by, and then one girl actually, and I was surprised that it was a girl, pointed that out, nudged her guy friend, was like, dude, check it out, he's got the cloud thing. And I was like, yeah, that's right.
Nice, her nerdar was going off.
Yes, her nerdar. However, speaking of nerdar, years ago, maybe 5, maybe 10, I don't know. I don't think they sell it now. I couldn't find it online. Now, there was a time you could open up a Sharper Image catalog and find a true
form. This is back when they had catalogs before they went Chapter 11.
Apparently, maybe they went chapter
11. I read chapter 11. I didn't like it, so I moved on to chapter 12.
All right.
Dude, that was... Okay, moving on from that as quickly as possible. There was a time when a man could open up that catalog and drop $5,000 to $10,000 on a life-size replica, full-suited Darth Vader. Not a cardboard cutout, mind you, but rather a straight-up, three-dimensional, like, 8-foot-tall...
8-foot tall.
Yeah, is that all however tall Darth Vader is, a real effing Darth Vader. They also had a Stormtrooper and a C-3PO, but wow. The Darth Vader. Like, oh, Donovan's, like, making a note, like, look this up.
They have Princess Leia?
No, unfortunately.
Darn.
That's kind of
creepy,
Carrie
Fisher
really.
May be available for that, though. You should check her schedule.
I haven't seen her on anything lately.
She pops up every now and then.
She was on 30 Rock last year.
Yeah, but that was actually, wasn't that this year?
It was
technically this season. Anyway, so yeah, so the multiple thousands of dollar statue of Darth Vader, life size, it would totally be my holy grail of three-dimensional objects to have in the office.
Wow, I feel so bad now, because yours costs like $10,000 and mine's like $8.99.
That's why I told Donovan that his statue was small.
I have always wanted one of these, and I never bought one. And so, even though it costs like $9, and you go buy it at Toys R Us, like, today, a Rubik's Snake 3D object, baby.
Ooh, I used to have one of those.
It's 24 wedges, you know? The little triangles and the squares.
Yeah.
And they're connected, but you can't separate them, and you can make all kinds of things, like a dog and a cat.
Okay.
Like a lion, or you can make a ball, which I'm told...
Wow.
...is actually not a ball, but it's a rhombocubodahedron.
A rhombocubodahedron.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is, has, as Wikipedia tells me, has 24 identical vertices, one triangle, and three squares meeting at each vertice.
You know what?
Which I totally remember from geometry.
You know what this reminds me of right now? I'm not even going to lie. There was a Calvin and Hobbes strip back in the day, and they're at the kitchen table, Calvin and Hobbes are, and they're making sandwiches. And Calvin goes, hey, if you could have any wish granted in the whole world, what would it be? And Hobbes thinks about it. Hobbes thinks about that. And he goes, yeah, I just really like a sandwich.
Nice.
And then Calvin goes, a sandwich? Well, you could, with one wish, you could wish for anything. You could be the most powerful person in the whole world. You could go to the moon. You could do anything. And then Hobbes is just like, well, right now I'm eating my sandwich. How's your wish panning out for you?
Nice.
Yeah, so there you go. So here's, like,
well, see,
totally attainable. You could go get that now, possibly.
Well, I could, and there is a design reason for this, believe it or not.
Okay.
On the package, one of the things that they used to sell it was that it wasn't like a Rubik's Cube where you had to have, like, you know, the secret code to be able to do it, or you had to have, like, a certain mind to be able to do it.
Yeah.
It was billed as improving creativity and improving spatial sense and reasoning.
Oh.
Because it's this big, long, you know, like rectangular box that you can turn into all kinds of different things.
Yeah, I want to see one of those transform into a cat. Can you make an Optimus Prime out of it?
You can make anything you want.
If you're talented enough with your spatial reasoning
skills. Right, it
would
be abstract, but sure.
Okay, right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to just take it. Now, you can have anything you want.
What?
This is the wild card item.
Okay, you're just talking. We're going to start with Nate. Nice little groove going. All of a sudden, you're talking as fast as possible.
No, we're going
to
start with Nate.
Oh my God, we're going to move on to the next category. It's going to be a wild card. It's going to be whatever you want. I'm sorry.
Better not be a sandwich, Nate.
It's not a sandwich. Oh God, why didn't I put a sandwich?
You could be eating one right now.
I wish I had a sandwich.
Dude, I could use a sandwich right
now.
Right about now. My stomach is growling.
Okay, it's Monday. I'm on my own for dinner. I am so getting a sandwich. I'm really excited about it right now. It turns out I'm really hungry.
That's your wild card
item. It's like
item.
Almost 7 and I haven't eaten. But I'm my wild card. My wild card. This was an answer that did not change after I found out it doesn't have to be something you already own. I have a photo of my wife that was taken while we were still dating, while we were on vacation in Colorado. And that is...
Hold on. I'm wiping away my tear.
That's a photo. And that goes with me to any office. It's currently at my home office. If I should someday have another office, that photo will go with. And that's a part of my top five. It's just nice. Always going to be there.
Nice.
So thank you.
That's very sweet.
Especially as, you know, I mean, if you're a designer and you're working ridiculous late ass hours and you got a family at home and let's say, you know, some jabroni in the account department is going home at 5, but he just gave you 6 more hours worth of work, you know, so they can go see their family, but you don't get to see yours. It's nice to have a photo or something to keep you going.
All my photos are digital. Said software doesn't count. So, Tom, we're on to you.
Well.
I'm going to say it's that Don Swayze action figure.
Don Swayze.
Is Don Swayze even a real person?
Yeah, yes, I've
seen photos of him.
I actually saw him on Without a Trace the other day over lunch.
Yeah, nice. You did. You sent me the instant message. When we originally concocted this
list
scheme, theme for the show.
Theme is a good word. I like that.
Theme. We're at the pizza shop. Pizza
is that the name of it?
It is, yeah.
Sorry, pizza's not beating out sandwich for me right now, but I feel it.
But I was under the impression it was a desert island thing.
Oh, we're not doing desert island.
Which is like the typeface thing that I was on a couple of years ago. And so this answer directly reflects that understanding.
Your cubicle can be on an island. You can be on a beach.
Yeah, actually, I've been to your office, and it is located on the beach in Omaha, Nebraska.
It is. It's at Lenoma Beach.
We got it, yeah. Let's not even get into what Lenoma is.
Yeah,
but
let's not do that. Let's not scar listeners for life.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to do when I was on the desert island is...
He's reaching. Speak into the mic.
I had to reach for the thing. Is to continue the research of George Washington Carver trying to play a phonograph record with a peanut, because he was, you know, the peanut guy.
It's a noble cause.
And so I figured if I'm going to be on the desert island, I could only have one album. I would like to have this album, which is my favorite album of all time, and learn to play it on vinyl with a peanut.
Chicago Transit Authority.
The original Chicago album when they were still, like, hip. And like jazz fusion and not the lame Peter Cetera crap they had later.
Is this pre-Peter Cetera or was he part
there,
of the Transit Authority?
He was like just like a backup singer for him.
Is this pre-Karate Kid 2?
This is like 1969.
Was he a man who would fight for your honor at this time?
This is like pre-Woodstock.
Oh. Jeez. Donovan, you were at Woodstock, right?
Oh, all three of them?
Liar.
Oh, okay.
This is back
if
in the days
you
when
you were
even...
at Woodstock, you would not remember being there. Anyone who says they were there is a liar.
A 14-minute guitar solo on this album.
Wow, that's not masturbatory at all.
Right.
Nothing like a nice, what's that, 60s or 70s, nothing like a nice overblown guitar solo
right.
to really
it's not
just...
like Iron Butterfly where they got a 20-minute song with a drum solo in the middle.
Iron Butterfly.
Yes, the original heavy metal band.
That was a Simpsons reference.
Now, back when I thought that the answers were going to have to be things that we already owned, it was going to be my life-size cardboard cutout of Nate.
Oh,
but
nice.
Then when I figured
Dude,
it could be...
Nope, straight up, one of those exists.
Yeah.
I will tell you that story off mic, but one of those does exist.
Yeah, it's right in the other room.
Yeah, and, no, he's lying. Then, there's a real one.
And then the item I've decided instead was just a giant box of Star Wars Legos, possibly enough to make a life-size Vader in Legos like they have at the Lego stores.
Oh, nice.
Right. Ooh.
And then you could crush your Sharper Image one.
I was actually going to throw, and I totally forgot to do this, at the beginning of the list, I was going to say, as a substitutive answer... You know, just in case there was duplication, you could take anything on my list and make it out of Legos, and I would also accept that. So, okay, so you would have Lego Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but would it be, because they have the Lego Star Wars games now, and they're ridiculously fun, and they have, like, you've got a lot of Lego Star Wars. Would you want a proportionate Darth Vader, like, movie style, or would you prefer... A Lego-style Darth Vader built out of Legos.
Oh, a box big enough to make both. Why not?
Oh, why not have both? You could also have Anakin at various stages of age, acting ability, and distress. You could have a whole family of Vader out of Lego. This is your wild card. Why not?
Yeah.
Could be anything. I'm putting answers in your mouth. Shall we move on?
Or a life-size Nate out of Legos. Whatever.
Yeah.
One of those
That'll inspire
also
you.
Exists. No, that one doesn't.
How about
I'll tell you later of the life-size Nate
okay,
thing.
Okay, now, this is the resource item.
Okay.
And in this one, I went a little more practical because it's supposed to be an actual resource I'm going to use.
Yeah, this one kind of let me down. My answer's
I'm
going to
go with the entire Pantone reference library.
Oh, nice.
It's like $1,000. I don't have one of these at the office. I got like 2 swatch books.
One of the things we should talk about it.
This way, all my color's going to look good because I already got one font. It's Rosewood. It's for everything.
Let me ask you something. Have any of you guys... ever seen someone that has the complete Pantone library at their office?
No, it's like Sasquatch. It doesn't exist.
I also believe that to be true. Like, even this printout that you're holding up right now.
It's
oh,
just
no, that actually does have totally everything. Okay, so it's out there. And it's the special price.
There's a photo on the internet doesn't mean it's real.
It's $950. Did you know Pantone is actually a relatively small company? Not a whole lot of people work there. I learned that at the AIJ conference. But anyway, yeah, okay, so for $1,000, you can have that. That's why, yes, I also believe it to be, there's a photo online of it, but it's kind of like the grainy-ass Sasquatch walking
video. What's
like
the designer's
video.
White whale? It's like everybody wants to get to it, and they can't.
That's
get
why
it.
I figured I might as well have it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we got to call
see,
those
now
out.
I'm going into literature. See, I'm not all about TV shows.
Okay, Tom, it's your call.
I would prefer to go last because I don't know what I'm going to say yet.
Oh, okay. Nate? Okay. Well, my resource was
because
a tie.
Because you changed the rules on me.
Yeah. Well, and
I think he had software respect.
I think Tom may have had software respect. We'll see. My resource was a tie between the complete everything Pantone library. Which Donovan's named off. So I'll go with
all you got to do is spec a double hit of Reflex Blue on everything. You don't need the whole library.
I can't do that on everything. Yeah, we got a lot of Rubine Red on the site as it is. People say it's all.
What about 21 Orange? That's good.
21 Orange is my like personal business color. It really is. So since I'm not going to go with that, I would say, and this is actually like probably the easiest thing in the world to get, but would make you one of the happiest, or me anyway, would just be the complete French paper swatch set.
Oh, nice.
Because who doesn't love French paper? And I'm not being paid to say that. It's just like everything that we do when Donovan and I do posters and things for the show, we always do it on the French. And
personal on my holiday cards are always
as a designer, makes me feel good to use those guys. Sometimes, you know, the paper companies, like you call the mill, but like, hey, I want to put this on French. They're like, it's so hard to get French. Like, it's not, it's a mill. I like, dude, just go to their website and get it. Because using it makes me happy.
MrFrench.com.
I will send a link out to it, but we're not getting paid for that. So, you know, French paper, you should pay us, but they're good. So I would take that or the mythical set of Pantone.
And Mr. Nimitz?
I just got an instant message from Frederick Jiff Armstrong and Edward Skippy Williamson, and it turns out they're upset at my notion of trying to play a phonograph record with a peanut, because I guess their companies are also working on that. Who knew?
Jiff and
Sorry,
Skippy.
Guys.
That one took me. Okay, that
Sorry,
was a
guys.
Peanut butter reference.
Sorry, guys.
This is the
Didn't
best
mean to
reference
infringe
show
on
ever.
Your patents. Didn't yeah. mean to infringe on the patents. Sorry.
Are they honestly working on that?
I don't know.
We should go to headquarters and find out. And I'll bet you in the lobby they got a peanut playing. Because
I'm
Chicago
pretty sure anybody
Transit
who's
Authority.
Trying to invent a way to play a phonograph with a peanut is going to end up penniless and insane.
You know, honestly, if you go to their office, depending where it is, it may be like the San Francisco Port Authority.
Yeah.
Or something instead of the Chicago Transit.
This is me stalling, by the way, because
okay.
Donovan changed the rules on me.
Yeah, what rule was that Donovan changed on you at the last minute?
That I was not allowed to use software.
Okay, so and your original answer
was Instant Messenger, because that is my resource when I have questions about things, and I ask people questions, and that is a great resource for
you're
me.
You're on that all the time anyway. Like, you're always on. Like, it
maybe,
sometimes you don't answer right away.
Maybe
but you're
a resource
there.
Should be, passenger pigeon in case the electricity ever goes out.
Ooh, pneumatic nice. Tubes.
Pneumatic tubes. I got a bank.
Yes.
Nice. Don't put the spare change in the pneumatic tubes, people. No, seriously, that is a great resource for me to ask people questions about things.
Okay, so your other great resource, now that that's totally not allowed, and that you use it all the time anyway.
Which is where my Frederick Jiff Armstrong instant messenger thing. That was my way of tying that in.
I think it's going to have to now switch to either, to maybe if you want to get a hold of people, one of those football phones Sports Illustrated used to give out too.
Oh!
That's not really a resource.
No, it's not.
But I suppose it could be used to call people. I'm going to throw it out there. How about a full, like, Encyclopedia Britannica? How about the Wikipedia Britannica?
Britannica had the ligature. It was nice with the A and the E.
Did they? Good for them.
Remember?
No.
Encyclopedia, if you...
It was an encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
Or you know what I want? You know what I would like? Is the giant, like, 8-inch thick dictionary. Yeah, I said 8-inch thick
dictionary. The unabridged
dictionary. That they had
I'm changing
in my
answer. That's what I want. It's an unabridged Oxford English dictionary.
Do you want the whole set with the...
I don't think you needed a thesaurus if you had the unabridged dictionary. You
could all the words will be in all the dictionary. Words that you don't need a thesaurus. The thesaurus is a lazy man's tool. All the words are in the dictionary. Anyway, I want the one that has like all the swear words, because when I was in high school, they had one of those in the library. And we go look up fuck and laugh our asses off. We look up asses also.
Cock, balls, shit.
Thanks, Tom. That's great. Earmuffs.
Okay, and finally, we'll start with Nate here.
Oh, okay. I have three answers for this one.
Start with me then. Mine's fairly easy. This is the inspirational tome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go with the complete collection of the AIGA 365 manuals. And might as well throw in what they used to be called like Graphic Design USA awards.
What? Wait, hang on. How are you going from AIGA
365 they changed it.
Graphic Design USA?
I've got a few
USA.
Of them here. Like it says Graphic Design 13, the annual of the American Institute of Graphic Arts, back when they weren't just called AIGA.
So that's not tied to the magazine.
It might have been an award,
and you have to like pay a fee.
It might have
to
been
be published,
but it used to be it used to be before it was called 365. It was somehow co-produced. I don't know. I don't have enough of them, so maybe I just need the entire thing just so I can deduct how this works.
Is this your quote unquote inspiration, or are you like many designers? Would this be your quote unquote a reference?
No, it's actually just inspiration.
Yeah, okay. You're not one of those guys that looks up, say, like an annual report in the AIJ thing, and it's just like, ah, sweet, and then you just throw it
that's
on.
That's an urban legend.
Could be. People do that. Honestly, when I was younger, when I was interning, we talked about interning last show. When I was at the interning thing, we couldn't come up with an idea. I was actually directed by my full-time superior art directors to say, go flip through the communication artses and find some ideas that you like.
I love that they pluralized artses the way they
did. Yeah, that's totally what they did.
No, because if I was using it for a resource like that, I wouldn't want the whole thing. I just want the last issue.
Actually, the one you'd want would probably be from 10 to 15 years back, so it can be like you would be retro. You can just pull from
the
original.
And then a lot of people wouldn't have in their archives anymore.
Right, and then a lot of people wouldn't be like, oh, I saw that last year. They'd be like, did I see that 15 years ago? That Donovan Berry is friggin' amazing. Actually, I might steal some of those old ones.
It's in a garbage bag on my front porch.
Nice. That's a good place for it also.
That's a reference that you get.
Wait.
Oh, I do. Tom?
That's a baseball reference.
You're next.
I was going to say the AIGA Design Archives is what I was going to say.
You went the website. The website or the printed volume?
Yeah, which has, almost 14,000... pieces in it now. 13,879 is what it was when I went and looked at it today.
Can I talk about the AIJ archives just a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
When that thing came out, it was mind-blowing, and to this day, it is still the gold standard of what should be done with any and all design competitions that are out there. It's like how Graphis or what have you, CA, they're not doing that, and those competitions are now lesser for not having that gigantic archive. The problem with the AIGA one right now is it has grown too big for its britches, and it's too hard to do searches for specific things because you try to limit your search criteria, and you'll still get 350 things mm-hmm. back, and maybe and it comes in whatever order the site decides to bring it back in, not by like relevance or anything, as far as I can tell. And so that can make it kind of tricky. Plus, the metadata in there isn't all that great. So it's tough. Like, you can go in there and type in, like, Oxide Design Co. And Drew's things don't, like, necessarily come back as your first
thing. And if you type in Superstar Designer Drew Davies, it doesn't pop up, but Drew Davies will.
Yeah.
It crashes strange. Your browser is what
I don't
does.
Get that, I yeah. Mean,
it makes Safari crash.
Yeah, it actually brings up a 404 cannot handle awesome,
not
and then it
found.
Just then your puff of smoke comes up from your computer tower.
Yeah, no, the search thing is bad, but I mean, for me, since I don't use it as a resource, or I would have given that as my answer on the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it! Why didn't I think of that before? Duh! Can't have all the right answers.
True.
But more as just inspiration, I just from time to time kind of like to go, look through, when it randomizes stuff and just kind of look at cool things, that are good design and just kind of clear your mind a little bit. And
Okay, and finally we got Nate.
I actually tied three things on this answer.
Lame. Pick one.
No, I'm not going to.
No, you have to. You've only got room to pack one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I going to break the rules?
Yeah, I think
okay,
you will.
Wait, pin the tail on the answer.
I've got three answers, and it's...
That's,
you know,
that's the cheap way out.
It sure is. Okay, so the first two answers... Okay, I got two answers, okay?
Why don't you tell your answer, and then we'll let you maybe follow up the others.
Okay, well, my first answer is a tie between two items. One would be...
This is
how
terrible.
Is it a tie? Did you vote?
Yeah, I voted with myself, and I couldn't make a decision, and I didn't feel like I had to, because this is not like...
And you don't have superdelegates to decide it for
Indeed.
You.
Thank you. Superdelegate reference. That's a... United States political
yes, it
election
is.
Democratic runoff reference would be a tie between the hardcover edition one volume of Jeff Smith's Bone comic, and the other would be the complete hardcover set of Harry Potter, which I'm actually shocked I don't own, but the first one that I have is a paperback of the first one. And those, I would say, either or, because of a start-to-finish... grand effort in creativity and execution of a vision. I would also maybe throw in the three Lord of the Rings movies. And I say movies, not books, because of the, if you watch the like 8 hours of behind the scenes stuff on those, the sheer amount of people, the sheer amount of effort, and the sheer amount of staying true to a specific vision that all of these people had to do, to execute that creative vision. I find efforts like that to be staggering and highly inspirational. The other more graphic design-centric option would be Adrian, and I'm probably saying this wrong, Adrian Shaughnessy's How to Be a Graphic Designer Without Losing Your Soul, which is a book that I picked up last October, and I've been working for myself for a couple months now, and it has been difficult, to say the least. It has had shining moments of wonderment, and also some down-in-the-ditches moments, as I believe most people starting their own freelance careers or starting their own businesses
everyone
have
I've
those.
Talked to anyone.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, you've been there. Everyone I know has gone through those as well. Every time that I find myself down or not knowing how to do something or having trouble handling any issue, I can pick up that book, read a chapter devoted to whatever it is, and come out feeling like $1 million. It's just like, if you're a graphic designer, that's just one of the best books for designers ever written, hands down.
That should have been your only answer. That was good.
Well, but I can't put down the inspirational value of those other mammoth creative efforts. Because I'm always just very, very impressed when those things come off, as well as those two examples did.
True dat, yo.
True. Dudes, is that the show?
Go to 36point.com. Leave your choices.
Are we – we probably – look at our time. We're like wicked over on time, aren't we?
Yeah.
That wasn't a bad show. Should we do a taboo typeface? How about a taboo typeface? I'm
Tom,
throwing
you got
out there.
You, wow, I didn't prepare anything. Oh,
I'm gonna say specifically. I'll take it. Specifically, Rosewood Phil.
Rosewood Phil.
Yeah, if you're gonna use rosewood, you should just nut up and use rosewood and not mess around with that Rosewood Phil. That's not a font. That's a lie.
Oh.
All right.
Ouch.
I think we can go out on that. I feel pretty good about the show.
It's not a font. It's a lie.
This is what I want people
wow.
to do. Go to 36point.com.
Can I get a T-shirt that says that?
Yes. Okay, we're going to make that happen. We're going to make it's not a font, it's a lie, and we're going to set it in Rosewood Phil.
Wow, I would wear that T-shirt.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
All right, we'll see you next week.
And we'll see everyone next week. Thanks for listening. Tom, thanks for being on the show. Donovan,
I'll see you
thanks
in 2 years when I'm on again. Peace.
Peace out.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.